Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Anyway, moving along, Andrea, what have you got
for
us?
Well, speaking of stuff that's not rocket science.
Hey everyone, it's your old pal John Drew, letting you know what's going to be happening during the month of April 2010 on the Chronic Rift. First off, we've got our in-review episode where we're covering everything from comic books to movies to TV to novels. Our roundtable discussion this month is going to be on comic book movies. Is this the golden age of comic books? What with the success of the Watchmen movie and DC and Marvel's plans to release a slew of comic book related movies? And finally, we've got two spotlight episodes. First one where I will be interviewing author and illustrator MCM. And our second one, in which we will be announcing the winners of this year's Roundtable Awards as voted on by you. So come check us out over at ChronicRift.com, The Chronic Rift, where we're trying to find the culture in pop culture.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Thing. That's, I think, what we should probably deal with now, because I want to stick it to the Stupid Assassin's Guild.
So, did we gather information specifically on how he made his money last week, or last time?
We tried, and it was that nobody knows. He just gets it. That's why I asked you to stake him out and follow him, and you were kind of like, I don't want to follow him. He's a good guy.
He says he got it from
inheritance. I did follow him, actually, but we never actually went through what happened.
He didn't go anywhere suspicious.
Yeah. That's what it was. I followed him around and nothing happened.
Basically, where he gets his money is it just kind of goes... money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't go to a bank or anything. He just is in his home, and he walks out with money.
Yes.
That's what we figured out, wasn't it?
Yes.
Dear...
Yes.
I can't remember. What was the orphanage guy's name?
Mr. Bale.
Is there any Mr. Bales on contract that you know?
No.
Okay. Because it's individual...
But of course you have to understand this is Handsome's area.
True.
I'm kind of an intruder.
Though you're an intruder by authority of somebody who has more power than Handsome, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm not going to be caught in the middle of a devil war. That would be very bad.
Oh, no, no, no. You're already there.
Great. So anyways...
And being caught, you know, first you have to be caught. So just remain hidden.
Yeah, somebody who's attached to my neck, that helps a lot.
You're the one who proposed. You were the one who accepted.
You said you weren't the one who tattooed my neck.
I didn't.
Anyways... This individual just gets money. We're trying to figure out how and why. Any ideas?
Plenty.
That's the problem.
There's lots of ways he could be getting money. Hell, I mean, if he has robes of usefulness, he can reach into his pocket and pull out money.
I didn't see him wearing robes, did I?
No.
No, but okay. He doesn't have to be wearing them. He could just be in his home.
I suppose.
He can have it hanging in the region of the pocket. Yeah.
And I mean, maybe he's not the one who's going out and getting money. Maybe someone's bringing it to him.
True.
Maybe it's one of his workers. Maybe there's money smuggled in orphans. I mean, you have to understand, New Hope is a very dirty place, even by devil standards. Yeah. There's some lows in this town.
Well, I thought I'd ask.
The only place it's worse is Scuttle Cove.
What about Sigil?
Hey. Sigil's not a bad place.
Sigil's... Well, if you play Planescape, it's terrible.
All right, well, this guy, we don't really need to find out the source of his money because he's already against the Assassin's Guild. The only real thing is now, how do we use him to help fight the Assassin's Guild? How do we fight the Assassin's Guild?
We have to find where they are.
And do a frontal assault.
No, we have to find where their members are and kill them.
One by one.
How do we do that?
Until they attract enough attention that they're like, hey, we're going to kill you in your sleep now.
We don't use your tactics.
Does the orphanage guy have any contacts he knows?
He's a statesman. He's a politician.
Like I said, we
is there like a giant web that he can just talk to this person who can talk to this person who might know something about where they are?
No, but he does happen to know a guy named Johan. He's a little self-absorbed.
is there a Lord Frederick we can talk to? He seemed a nice enough character.
Lord Frederick, the badass son of a bitch who I was...
Who likes to play like he's a coward, I guess, is what it actually is?
No, he honestly thinks that he is a coward and useless. If you want me to quickly read him off... Sorry for the random interlude.
Well, pause it and you can read it off, since this has nothing to do with this game.
By the way, Bugman, badass.
Bugman and Bugman's Brew.
So, how are we going to find the Assassin's Guild?
Well, we need to figure out if it's like the whole of the Assassin's Guild that hates us, or like a few members of them, or if we kill more of them so we compound the problem like the Vengeance people, until we have to kill all of them to solve the problem.
Yeah, how many successive guy information checks would that be?
Lots.
And a really high DC.
We need to know what we need to do, basically.
Yes.
Yes, before we actually do anything.
We need to find someone with a plan to take them down.
Somebody who's been inside?
Or someone who's been in the Thieves Guild long enough. Someone high ranking enough.
Like who?
Okay, so we need to go
let's find John.
We need to go find ourselves a new ally.
Can we find John?
Talk to the goblin, I believe it was.
Or the chick.
Koo?
She's on the...
Goblin's Koo.
I assume Koo hasn't been in there that long. Was there one other person that didn't hate us? Or?
There was the leader, Blood Eyes, who was kind of meh.
He didn't really seem to care, though. He just wanted to become the leader, didn't he?
Isn't Blood Eyes Bulls a superior?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we can talk to the Blood Eyes. I mean, or would Koo work?
Koo might work. Although you're not sure if he actually has put any serious thought into how to destroy the Assassin's Guild.
Well, let's go talk to Blood Eyes. I'm certain he has.
Probably.
Even though he's kind of a jerk.
Alright, so you'll show up in Force Eyes?
Well, us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by force, I mean all the PCs.
Yes.
That's a strong enough force.
We're not going to come with all of our
with
minions.
With the Minotaurs again.
We're going to come with the Minotaurs and all our minions. They're going to be like, right, we got a coup.
Coup's like, what?
You got a clone? Sweet.
All right. You guys are attempting to finesse... You guys actually get your way into the Civic District. And you guys are... handshakes, nods, and whistles type of thing.
Can we send word that we want to meet first?
Yes.
Okay.
He'll meet you in one of the taverns, or one of the higher level taverns, of course, that the senators often use because, well, let's face it, senators need their beer too.
Yeah.
Where he will meet with you guys. Well, of course, he's basically got sunglasses on.
Hey, I do too.
Have goggles.
As do I.
It's daytime.
Mm-hmm.
He's a drow.
Oh, that's right. He's
a drow. That's
he's
right.
Probably got the Sundar goggles on.
Well, Captain Kehiane.
Sundar. What is his rank?
He's a lieutenant.
Okay, so
but it's sort of the, you're a captain down here, and he's a lieutenant up here.
Yes.
Officially, you're higher. Unofficially, you're...
Say, officially you're higher, but effectively, no.
It's like a lieutenant in the Black Ops and a captain in the Army.
Okay.
I'm
like, lieutenant.
You need to talk to him.
What?
You're the talker.
You're the captain.
So, anyways, we have had a couple of sour encounters with mutual enemy. being the
Blood Lotus. There's a lot of mutual... Blood Lotus? Oh, God, I hate Blood Lotus.
We are actually trying to make an active role here in trying to hinder their efforts.
Hinder their efforts? Good wording.
So, we have tried to do what we can to figure out all about them we can, but obviously they are professionals at this. And we figured somebody who's been around a while in this game would know a little bit more.
What are you doing?
Standing.
That wasn't standing.
He's hopping the chair.
So,
he missed the hopping the chair and fell on the side of the chair.
Well, I was losing my balance.
I, of course, have a few ideas on how to take out the Blood Lotus. The only person who would have... There's only two other people who I could think of who'd be more qualified for this, and that'd be the Guildmaster.
Wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
Yep. Let's get the Guildmaster!
Pray to the Guildmaster.
Sadly, we don't know that.
Jessica.
Jessica was forbade to tell us.
And possibly Vool, but I don't trust any of his plans.
Yeah. I think if I walked up and said hello to me, I think he might fireball me in the mouth.
I'm sorry, you said something relating to balls and mouth.
His name is Dick.
Dick's gonna get him.
He's gonna be draped in the mouth.
So sure.
Quick, activate your head of disguise.
I'm the grapist.
It's gonna grape them in the mouth.
It's gonna touch
them. Great! I like it. I'm with you guys.
Okay, well, if I'm in the minority here.
I love it.
Anyways, well, from what I've gathered, they're basically a small cult. As they are, dedicated to the Blood Lotus herself. She set herself up as a basically deity. The Blood Lotus have a very interesting recruiting system. Usually, in order to get into the Blood Lotus, no one wants to actually get into the Blood Lotus. Very few people do. Mm-hmm. What happens is usually they contract you to do something, and you kill one of their members. At which point, you are a Blood Lotus, whether you like it or not.
So, Tana, you almost became a Blood Lotus unknowingly?
Possibly if I killed this guy.
That's what I'm saying. You almost killed the guy.
Or is that guy that is fighting against Blood Lotus a Blood Lotus member?
That's a distinct possibility now that we have this information.
That's true.
Anyways, move on. I'm sorry.
Once you enter the Blood Lotus, you almost have a fanatical devotion to them. I'm not sure if it's magic. I don't deal with that stuff. I'm but a humble drow who just likes to steal stuff and kill people. Well, that need killing. Thieves' Code, of course. priests.
After me in his presence.
So, usually the tactic I can think of is biting off the head, but the problem is finding the head.
And the danger is if we try to infiltrate, if it is some kind of magic devotion.
Then the last thing we want is the deputized night guard legally running around and killing the thieves.
Please,
guild.
Please don't have that title. Please.
Well, trust me, it's caused enough meetings that I've had to go through.
Same here. I felt eyes from above.
The only other way I could think of is if we subdue their member and toss them somewhere in the world without equipment. That way they didn't get killed, so there were not a member now, and their member's out of the picture. Unless they
I suppose if you it. Really want to annoy them.
I know.
So really, to take out the Blood Lotus, you have to somehow figure out where they are and who they are.
Yes, that's the exact problem.
Any ideas?
Well, see, here's the thing. Usually Blood Lotus like to take From what I've heard.
Yes, what you've heard.
It's all we're going on
that's
here.
It's all I have is hearsay. They usually like to take strong and impetuous people. People who usually are pretty strong combat-wise. And then after they join is when they actually refine them into a killing weapon.
Yeah.
They take the potential and then use the... turn it into a lethal weapon.
Yeah, it's looking more and more like I may have almost played into their hands.
Here's the thing, though. They have an almost unlimited budget from I don't know where.
I think this orphanage guy is a Blood Lotus.
He may be, then.
They can get money from wherever. One of the things I do know...
Come on, Blood Lotus, dang it.
No!
One of the things I do know is that they often take in orphans as trainees.
Hey, you're complaining about being poor all the time.
Yeah,
that would be a very good cover, fighting against your own group, and your own group would never fight against you because...
This guy is a Blood Lotus.
Because you're actually having a recruitment area there.
By the way, in response to
Who is the Blood Lotus?
I don't say that out loud.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no.
Why not?
I'm trying to make the shift too chaotic.
I don't.
Oh, you want to go to my island?
I sit there and I kind of look at my face going...
Alright, well, if you didn't converse that, fine.
Well, we could make a fake contract.
So,
we could contract
contract them to get one of their members.
The only
members.
Thing that would do is get one of their members and as...
And then we can do a plan.
I said, Hero, just annoy them.
Oh.
But it's not really solving
if
the problem.
If we can somehow figure out where the head is...
The only thing I can think of is figuring out where their budget comes from. But then again, that has to deal with a group that's mysterious enough that even has us in the Thieves Guild running around.
I take it finding the Blood Lotus herself is out of the picture?
I've spent years. I can't find her. I'm convinced she's probably not even a New Hope.
Are we convinced she even actually exists?
I've even had... some clerics and wizards use commune. And I got nothing. I don't know where she is. I know it's a she, though. Because whenever I capture a Blood Lotus, they always refer to her as she.
Hmm. Night, mother.
The four fingers and the thumb?
What?
They always had the five people in the council.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because they did refer to it that way. Yeah,
the black
you're the finger of the Night Mother, right, gotcha.
So anyway,
you took out the thumb, though, so you became the thumb.
If you discover any new information, feel free to pass it on. We are actively working on this.
Of course, Night Guard. I'll be sure to pass on any information I ever get to you guys.
I take no blame in any of the stuff that has gone on.
That sounded awful facetious.
Well, it puts us in an interesting spot. Great that we've got some members in the guard. But at the same time, you know, been a lot of questions about your guys' loyalty. I mean, you guys been here very long.
I could totally say that we're completely loyal and... But it's not going to matter at this point. There's got to be some...
I can't really say a lot. We've made a fifth chapter, or a fifth tier for you guys, and Crazy Beard, and then Crazy Beard went off and you guys went AWOL and then wound up in some interesting locales.
Huh?
Isn't that how all the Thieves Guild goes?
Really interesting locales.
Well, you know, buddied up with the captain and suddenly was in control of the whole of Copper.
That took a lot of work.
I bet it did.
There was a lot of betrayals against us.
There was a very interesting opportunity in Copper.
But anyway.
I can imagine, but you also have to see it from our perspective. There's a group of upstarts, no offense.
And well, we are.
Who had basically taken over half of the city. Not exactly... welcoming? sight?
Well, we're,
Radivorn was on our side.
Oh yeah, him. I've seen his temple being constructed in a temple district.
Talk about upstarts, right? Oh, we just happened upon the gold for it. I mean, should it crash from the sky? There's the gold.
What are the chances of that?
What are the chances of that, right?
Alright, well, the Nightgirds certainly seem to have a lot of religious connections as well.
Is there something wrong with that?
I don't have much religious connections.
Her, it makes sense.
Besides this one.
You're just weird.
What's wrong with Radiborn?
Well,
he's the god of luck.
You're a vigilante in the Thieves Guild.
That has nothing to do with my god.
That worries me.
That has nothing to do with my god.
My god doesn't listen if it or you. My old god didn't listen if it helps.
your old god, Cthulhu.
Oh no! At this point, I finally get through. You know, prayer first session. Kurian Lathinen is now.
Able oh, to you need it. Help? Here's a cure minor. Oh, no, here's some guidance plus one.
No. He gives what is it? Virtue
plus one at temporary hit point.
Gee, thanks.
That would have been nice.
No.
Gee, 3 months ago.
I look up the swings and hits me for 143 damage. Wow, that actually helped.
Gorilla the Thinnin cares. Please hold.
No, hang up.
Luck thing about, luck thing. The nice thing about temporary hit points is they go first.
Yes.
My all right. God never lives.
But really, the thank god of luck is the perfect god
for I prefer to keep the gods out of my business. They tend to be very judgmental.
Hey, this one agrees with you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well.
I also have an issue with authority.
Most of us do. You make a pretty good thief.
I'm the only one who actually fits well in the Thieves Guild, and I don't want to be here.
What are you talking
Jessica
about?
Fits well perfectly.
I'd actually fit in relatively well with the Thieves Guild.
Well, if your opinion ever changes, with deeds in the future, help us out. We'll try to help.
There's an opportunity. I will call an all blood hunt. No, pun intended. On them. But I can't find them. Their agents are like us. They're pretty normal people until suddenly you say a command word and boom, they're a killing machine.
Well, I guess we'll try our luck.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Oh shit, he was one.
So they look pretty normal until...
Until they're triggered. I don't know how they're triggered. They don't know how they're triggered.
They might be how it
we
works.
Need to
do they even know that they are blood locusts?
Yes, they do. They do know that.
Okay.
They know what?
That they are blood locusts.
But they
don't have a tattoo. They don't have any sort of marking. I don't think they even work together.
Probably not. The ones we've been encountered for seem pretty singular.
Actually, mostly we've encountered like orcs and half-orcs so far.
They also operate alone.
Yeah,
same basic thing. The Bloodhound.
I just it's weird that all the ones that we've encountered so far have been
an elf overrated. Kidnapped me and him.
Yes, I have encountered a few. I've encountered... hell, I can't tell you how many of drow I've encountered.
I just wanted to make sure that they didn't all like look like half-orcs in the time.
The night elf... There's a night elf. There's a half-elf, the one that
now,
was...
Now, see, I couldn't tell you if they were actually drow. Because I don't hurl magic. I didn't take time to cuss them out. Well, I did cuss them out, but, you know, they usually don't respond to that. He didn't use darkness. He didn't use fairy fire. So, I mean... Image, as I'm sure as a member of the Thieves Guild you guys know, is relatively irrelevant as what you really look like.
Indeed.
As everybody but one person in this party can change their appearance.
At will.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Oh.
Technically he can too, because he can get larger.
Yes.
That's not changing your appearance.
That's changing all right. Your appearance.
I saw a big bronze dragon, but not a large half dragon, but a big half bronze dragon.
Well, it's obviously not me.
Obviously not you, because you're too big.
Okay, anyways, well, I think we got a few ideas.
Yeah.
We'll We'll try our luck at it.
May Radaborn watch over you.
Good lord, please don't say that again.
What lord are you speaking about?
Any of them that listen, as long as you don't say that again.
Alright, let's go. What are you talking
about? May Radaborn watch over us.
Indeed.
You actually pray to that person, so it's not quite as much mockery. I don't like the gods, I've also come to learn you don't necessarily openly mock them unless you just don't care that day.
Alright, well, let's go. We're at a meeting now.
Kay. Shazam! You guys are at the Coliseum. You guys have hot dogs today.
I hate hot dogs.
Were they rare?
No, another one!
I'm watching all the room to stick long in their mouth. Man, I like hot dog days.
Yeah. You start choking and Jess calls himself and goes, boom!
That was my rib cage, I'm so
Anyways, it's quite possible that guy who is the orphanage person is actually Blood Lotus.
Mr. Bell?
Yeah, he see. Now that we know a little more,
it's all the description.
Yeah. Yes.
What if we go up to him and go, we know you're part of him?
He'd probably deny it.
Yes. Either one, he'll just deny it and then just walk away, or she'll be like, oh, interesting. Walk away and then you
put
won't wake up in the morning.
Zone of truth on him.
Zone of truth.
We'll save DC-14!
Exactly. Because that's when, if he's asleep, does he have a will save?
Yes.
What about that candle that the Brotherhood
just
used?
Like when you're sleeping, you still get a will save.
That's what they used. It was a DC 13.
Oh.
Yes. They just waited until it failed.
Basically what it is it's an extra check. And it's great against petty thieves and thugs.
Mm. Yes.
And you people, have to, and at my and at that level, people like me.
I was going to say, at that level, yeah.
The Brotherhood of Fighters is really good at what they do, but they take on petty thieves, thugs, you know, people who are a danger to the street, not to the city, to the nation. They're just a brotherhood of fighters.
So, how do you recommend that we go about with this orphanage guy? We can sick one of our guys on him to just follow him constantly to see where he goes if he does turn into Blood Lotus.
What I'm guessing is since they use the orphans as new recruits that he's signing them over to them.
Yes.
He could definitely be a recruiting venue. And he's using the fight against
but
the Blood Lotus.
He would still be a Blood Lotus to do that.
And then, like, yeah, and then he's using that as a cover, yeah. And that way he can get new orphans.
They wouldn't have made him go kill him for
it. What was the requirement to get him?
Yes, they would.
You kill one of their members and you become one.
Yeah.
Oh, kill the guy.
Yes, they wanted Tana to become one of the members.
Then suddenly Tana becomes the leader of an orphanage.
And then we have to go kill Tana.
She was
leaving.
Exactly.
She was looking to open a business.
I seriously doubt she would have taken the orphanage.
What if I didn't have a choice? At this point,
magic's a bitch.
I'm devoted to the Blood Lotus.
I guess.
Uh-huh. And then we would have to kill Tana, and then all of us become
God.
Blood Lotus.
Like, no, this is too. This is way too Manchurian candidate for me.
We're actually killable of us because we'll become them.
That's only if we're contracted.
Can you hand me the
though?
Plant thing?
If we have a contract with them before.
So, Alec, you can't kill any Blood Lotus because you're contracted. The rest. Well, I guess
there's
technically we all have contracts.
We all have contracts.
But we're not contracted with them.
Steven.
Well, you don't know the exact parameters.
Yes.
It's kind of like your wife.
Devil's in the details.
Remember, walking into that one building, you signed a contract.
I go to the town hall, read all the information everywhere.
And you did this document.
By walking into the town hall and reading this document, you signed a contract.
No, because at the tavern, there was a
obviously, you're supposed to walk into the tavern first and then to the town hall.
No, you have to walk to the tavern, read the stuff, then you ask the bartender who tells you you have to go next door to talk to the people at the bank. They then hand you the deed that you have to read and you have to sign it so you can walk into the town hall without signing a contract. But naturally, you signed a contract so you could walk in there without signing a contract.
And you now owe them $50, your left testicle, and your immortal soul.
You're most upset about the $50 of testicle.
No, my testicle!
So, anyways.
Yeah, so, it's a risk to kill any of them. it's a risk to investigate any of them.
It's a risk to do anything.
In revolving them, yes.
Could we set somebody up to accidentally become a member that we don't care about?
Elsplitter, the Lovelace assassin.
Oh, shit.
He walks up in your sleep. Poke, poke. Splat!
I didn't know if we could draw that one.
One of our lackeys to slit his throat, and so he becomes a blood member, and then watch and see what happens.
He gains 20 levels.
For the evening, I have to get up early.
He's all like, right. Roar!
See you later.
Good night.
Bye.
So,
whereas I have to stay up this evening.
I'm all in favor of tracking this dude down and seeing what happens.
Sounds good.
Well, we certainly can't.
Wait, can you see if there's any documents relating to where the children go after they're adopted?
Also, certainly sneak in and try and find some.
If we finger this guy for the Thieves Guild, would they be able to do anything about it? See, investigate a bit more?
They may be able to interrogate
him. Can we? This is something we could probably work together any Thieves Guild member with.
Yeah.
Couldn't we?
Certainly.
Yes.
I mean,
unless one of them secretly a Blood Lotus member.
It's possible.
I like the lip.
Thank you.
What lip thing?
That was my paranoid face.
What did you do?
I can't. I don't think I could do it again.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Well, we can talk about this with. Can we call it a meeting?
Bloody Eyes.
Who
Bloody
all
eyes.
Are you calling a meeting with?
I don't know.
At least Koo and Blood Eyes.
I don't want to bring Koo into this unless we've already forewarned him. I'd say Blood Eyes and Captain.
Mon Capitaine.
I agree.
Would the Captain mind meeting with Blood Eyes and us?
Good. Okay.
I still think we should bring in Koo because he is the second longest member person.
I say no.
I don't necessarily want to bring in too many.
Why would Koo be a...
Too many cooks ruin the stew.
Usefulness.
Because he's the second longest member person.
Why do
he
we?
He was one of our other choices to go to in the first place. So why not just bring everyone we could have brought in?
You're the one.
This is the Blood Lotus. We want to bring in all of our guns.
I don't want to draw too much attention to this until we're actually ready to act.
Yeah. What attention is it going to be bringing a goblin?
All right, Ryan.
These guys are professionals. They know we're already hunting them.
Go home. Have dinner with your wife.
I don't know. I don't understand why not either.
Yeah.
Do you ever...
No, I was just curious, because what district did he run again?
He runs the embassy.
That might be useful to have.
Yeah.
What do the other people run? The Civic?
Blood Eyes.
Blood Eyes,
isn't it? Vool runs...
Fuck Vool, I don't want him involved.
Okay.
No one likes Vool, apparently.
If he was useful and not... Well, I suppose we could invite Vool's boss, couldn't we?
You could.
He won't show up.
He makes Vool look calm.
Vool's boss, then.
And then there was... Oh, I don't remember.
I just thought we could get woman. Anything.
Yeah,
she was in the market.
It was like Persephone or something. I don't know. She was in the little market.
The idea is to...
And then there...
Daphne?
It might have been Daphne.
Something like that.
We'll call it Persephone.
He's probably not the most stealthy
about it. And then there was Hellion.
A member in the embassy district.
Of the warehouse.
Of the warehouse, but he's as green as you guys are in the captain. That's all that survived.
Now there's two new people, but...
Let's bring the goblin, then. Just bring him along.
Because I think your worry is he won't be serious.
Yeah, I can't see him be serious about this at all.
If he's at this rank and been in this long...
He's got to be serious
He wasn't serious at the meeting.
That's because it's a freaking meeting. You don't have to be serious in a freaking meeting.
In that meeting, or you got killed.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, that's what you were trying to tell us, that if we broke any unspoken rules, that we would have been shanked
behind.
Because
we weren't the ones talking.
No, everybody.
The ones talking.
The ones talking could do whatever they want except lie to the group. If they lie, then they die.
Yeah.
If we talked, we died.
Yes, we were in the audience.
Exactly. Yes, we were the actual spokesman.
Tyler could have done anything.
Yeah, Tyler just happened to be like, hey, dudes, what's up? And we're like...
And we're like, what the fuck?
They would have looked by name.
They would have looked at him weird, but we're still could have done it.
What the fuck, new person? Shut up.
All right, newbie, shut up. You're not actually a part of this meeting. I'm talking to these two. You guys are here as a formal meeting, as a formal requirement.
I just think it would be a good idea to involve
as many...
Any reasonable people.
Yes.
And Ku, as silly as he is still reasonable.
Yeah, because of the district,
let's bring
yes.
Ku, then. He's a goblin, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a goblin.
I'll personally go talk to him in goblin. And tell him that we're having...
Where would you guys like to meet?
Well, the safest place I can think of is that one place in Copper District, unless Silver or Gold has a place like that.
Why don't
that ensures security?
The Neutral Tavern?
Oh, the Neutral Tavern.
That's in Silver District.
Or you guys could just go meet at the guild meeting place.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's
that would be
there.
Fine, too, as long as we don't have to do all the formal stuff.
Or do they well, no, there? No, that was just at the Thieves Meet, which happens every year.
Okay, well, let's do that, then.
All right.
Dude, we're almost, well, we're halfway to another Thieves Meet.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's entirely possible that at some point in this game we'll just be like, okay, it's 4 months ahead.
Yeah. It gave me 2,000.
Well, luckily we make money now.
Yes, we all make money.
So, I have to roll for mine.
Yes.
Because I think, didn't we, like, a month went by when we were in undercover? No,
yeah.
two months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we didn't get paid for any of this.
And just now we spent a month on the surface.
Most people didn't get paid.
Luckily I didn't have a huge debt back up because of Galatho's father mm-hmm. was paying my...
The only person who was actually able to make money, because she's a landlord and the only way she doesn't get money is if no one pays rent. But that's... since she's turned it into a reasonable part of town, they want to pay rent because... Yes, yes, yes! No, no, keep this place working!
Don't evict me! Don't evict me!
I don't want to go back! I don't want to go back!
Anyways, yes.
So you guys should easily go live in her little place and not have to deal with racism, and it's just as nice.
It's just a small, though. Unless you get one of the...
Doubles.
Doubles. One of the larger ones.
I heard that for a second, too. Unless you get a devil. Here's the Lamore model.
No, unless you're gonna know, I point you to his wife and I walk away.
Well, I guess
we
can
move
to that.
I made a deal with her. Like, okay, people come to my place.
I didn't.
We have specials for devils.
Exactly.
I didn't realize you would put like walls in a bathhouse and crap.
Oh,
in.
Oh no, she has made that. She has invested how much money in that? That,
I went broke. Like, I went
this
broke.
This must have happened like out of regular game time.
Yes.
So we want stuff with Andre when we're not around. So
yeah.
We don't know.
So we don't know.
It's not because you know she's trying to keep it secret.
No,
it's because
I understand.
During game, you know, usually we like to get something done, and all of this really was side stuff.
Yeah.
Personal things I usually try to keep on my own time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just gotta mention something that pops in my head, like, hey, I'd like to work at the College of Magic!
So, no, she has invested massive amounts of money in this place.
Well, I guess we would then go probably work
it's
or live there.
It's probably about the same price.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can have my old house. It's a
okay.
20 by 20 second
oh,
story.
Oh, the one you stole from the guy that we originally took the deeds from?
No.
Oh, no, we eradicated that house.
That house was burned to the ground.
Yeah, I remember that.
Thanks to Michael Teklin's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is still a possible...
You have my old house. That used to be
so,
four of our houses.
We don't even know,
all right,
we
so,
don't even know where he is.
Blood Eyes is, of course, sitting there, and Ku's like... He's sitting there on his little booster seat. Oh, good to see you guys aren't stuck in the audience this time.
Yeah, well, it's not an official guild meeting, so...
It is an official guild meeting. It's not an official...
Vol's gonna be pissed. It's awesome!
Good.
I don't care, really.
Is there a suggestion?
So, Vool, to bring you up to speed, we spoke with Blood Eyes a little.
Cool.
Not Vool, cool.
Ooh, I have magic.
I like you, Cool.
Boom!
Explode! Anyway, explode!
To bring you up to speed, we spoke with Blood Eyes. We're at odds with, as basically everyone is, with the Blood Lotus. We've been doing some individual work on it. We actually... have done a little gathering information, and we actually believe we have actually found a Blood Lotus member.
Ooh.
Someone that fits the description that
perfectly.
Blood Eyes said about someone.
Even to the point of having a contract on them to try to recruit a new member. So, we wish to capture
Boy.
Them.
So there's a group who's known for their secrecy, and somehow they screwed up.
Either they screwed up, or they're you know giving it over to us.
No, how they screwed up is they got Tana as a recruit, and then she didn't do it right.
No, she didn't kill him fast enough.
No,
she didn't kill him.
Yeah.
She was supposed to kill Bates.
So anyways...
Bale, you mean?
Okay. Bale, whatever his name was.
Well, leader Bale, we believe...
Oh yeah, Bale, the Lord of Destruction, right. I forgot.
We believe he is a Blood Lotus.
Well, since it was pointed out here, the situation was... Evidently, we heard about this later. Tana was eventually supposed to kill someone for them to save the lives of some gnomes somewhere, so forth, so on, Bleeding Heart sort of thing. And her contract was to kill Bale. She refused and attacked the Blood Lords member that
sent the message.
He got away.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we can gather, Bale fits the description completely.
Originally, we thought, after speaking to him, that he was actually against the Blood Lotus, because that is what he's trying to do, but after speaking with Blood Eyes and then scouting out Bale, he fits the description perfectly.
Almost too perfect.
So, we wish to interrogate him.
Or we wish to do something, I don't know exactly what.
So we seek advice.
I think you guys are looking for our opinion?
Yes, we're looking for experience. This is what we know.
This is what we've done. Now we need the next step.
Oh, Blood Eyes kind of turns to Coos and knows that they've obviously worked together a lot. Well, the thing you pointed out is kind of troubling. Yeah, if they screwed up, that means they meant to screw up. Oh. Yep, that's the idea I had too.
Ugh. Okay. You want to?
Yeah. Sorry, I had to fart. Oh.
I saw in the background.
Well, they were trying to recruit an employee, not on Tana. Well, I guess Tana would have been icing. It was on you guys. Duh.
Not to be insulting.
Well,
we figured that might have been something that happened.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I'm not... I wasn't going to mention it at all until someone blathered some facts.
Make your blather check.
He already failed.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe he might have succeeded. It depends if he has blather or not.
A dwarf might have succeeded in his blather check. Well, see, here's the thing. If you go in guns blazing type of thing and kill Blood Lotus, that means then, well, anyone who killed a Blood Lotus becomes a Blood Lotus.
Yeah.
And so they'd either get the Night Guard, deputies of the city and great defenders of the night, as on their side, or, you know, one of you would turn, you'd have to then turn and put him down, then since you put him down...
So you're saying the strongest of us would become the one member they get.
Yeah.
So if we subdue him and bring him into you guys...
He's a fanatic. Ever worked with fanatics?
Yes.
It's not much of a point.
But if we aren't the ones that kill him, somebody else kills him who's not under contract.
It's got nothing to do with contracts.
Really? Just if you kill a Blood Lotus, you become one?
Yeah.
So there's no way to eradicate him?
Survival of the strongest. That's my understanding. I mean, I've been working in the Embassy District for a little while.
I assume a lot of people in the Embassy District have to deal with them.
Some. Usually to hire out rival politicians who are not going the way they want them to.
So really, there is no way to destroy them one by one? And even if you do a decapitation move, technically then you still become a Blood Lotus.
Yeah, but then you get to be king. Ruler in hell, man!
Yeah, but if you... Depends. If you become king, are you put under the fanatical rule?
Oh.
Or are you fanatically loyal to yourself?
I think I'm fanatically loyal to
myself. So when did this become a philosophy lesson?
The question then is...
Sam.
How do we find the head?
Good question. We've tried... Blood Eyes and I have tried a lot. Divination magic doesn't work. Other planes just don't know or don't give a shit. Could always try going around and looking at some of the other colleges.
I mean, the one up here in New Hope doesn't have the books, but maybe one of the other ones would. I know a fortune teller. For 5 silver, he'll tell you all about the future.
Well, it seems
you know what?
Like,
go ahead. Where is... Is it he or she?
It's a he.
It seems
I'll
like,
go visit him when we're done here, just in case.
It seems like, honestly, it'd be better if we didn't do anything.
Well, see, here's the thing. We don't do anything about the Blood Lotus. And
no, I mean we.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know how to end them just yet. They've been around a long time. You know, I just had an idea. Maybe you could find a mage, teleport back in time, find out who the Blood Lotus mistress is, kill her before she becomes Blood Lotus, and cause a time paradox.
Yeah, let's do another one of those.
Oh, we've already had a time vortex.
Yeah,
we don't
need another
you.
One.
Really?
Yes. I guess we died.
Imagine the situation between tieflings and werewolves reversed.
Do you know much about history?
No.
Okay.
Just imagine that's what happened because of what we did in the time vortex.
Do you realize you just said something that made no sense to some random person?
To them, yeah. The situation where werewolves are and tieflings are reversed.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what we did in the time vortex. We caused that reversal.
But not...
For the
not all werewolves are high up, though.
Oh, I know, but just the situation.
No, well, not all devils
not
are high up
either. It's a situation between...
Anyway.
I know,
werewolves
but the laws between them.
And demons and devils.
Yeah.
Is reversed.
Anyways.
Interesting.
So
where was that?
I don't even know.
Where?
Yeah. In the city?
Well, on the rim.
While I was on the ground?
We're on the rim.
I don't
random
remember.
House on the rim.
We left the city trying to go to a necromancer's place. We wandered for like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't
It was
remember.
Like 8, actually, I think.
Hmm. Why? You want to go see the house?
Well, going back in time and burying something? And bring it back up and selling it as an antique?
Didn't you do that?
You didn't sell it.
I haven't sold the picture yet.
Yeah, wait, I didn't do that, though.
I said I like pool. I fit in this group!
You coo?
Coo, yeah. I fit in the Thieves Guild. I just don't want to.
That's what makes you such a good thief. You don't want to be here.
Yeah, I still have that painting in my place. Anyways.
So, yeah, how do you kill something that you join when you kill something?
Yep.
When you kill it.
I guess you don't kill it, do you? You just get rid of it.
Imprison it.
I say we follow the name of which the guy that we know comes from. We contain it in a soul stone.
You imprison demons, devils you can't kill. Or creatures you can't kill.
Yes.
Spanish?
Couldn't we do that with them?
Yep, you gotta find your... Unless we want to start stealing their souls and stick them in.
Dick, we
hey,
need your wife!
That's okay with me. I suppose
what we could do is draw out some of their better members by getting them one by one. It'd be very dangerous and quite possibly could go the opposite direction with all of us dying.
For all of us becoming bloodless.
Not killing
you.
You
know, you could
contain
have really short lifespans.
Who does?
You guys. Us. I mean, seriously, how many people have tried to kill you in the past few weeks?
Several.
Yes.
I've died a few times.
My job's pretty cushy. I just got a new sofa.
I wish.
It's bigger than one of the cushions is bigger than I am.
I wish I had your job.
Congratulations. If we disease them and then let them die, if we kill them...
Did you do the disease?
If they
the last thing I want to think of is an intelligent disease.
The disease is now their assassin.
Pustulus would be overjoyed.
Yes! Oh, God! They have a plate of diseased cookies, and when they pick one up to eat it, if a cage falls around them, and then they die from the disease. We didn't do anything.
Yes, and then
they
the disease becomes a Blood Lotus member. We're assassinating people.
Disease?
Yes, we were talking about stealing their souls.
Or we can go with Amanda's thing.
Amanda thinks we should have a disease kill them. And then
the disease would be the Blood Lotus.
And then
Chris
said, like, well, last thing I want to deal with is a disease Blood Lotus.
It's the Blood Lotus disease. It kills people randomly.
It's
fanatical
and then,
too.
And then, and then, like, way down the line when we finally get, like, medical science, then, like, some scientist is like, I found the cure for the blood lotus disease, and then he becomes one.
So, I mean, the only, that's the option I had, like, if we start, instead of killing their members, capturing them, imprisoning them.
Have a mosquito.
Not necessarily, not necessarily stealing their souls, but, you know, imprisoning them somewhere in the earth.
What happens if they die by age?
Before they're killed.
That's a good question. I've never seen a blood lotus grow old.
Because if we
usually do, I see one go and try and kill me.
See, so people do try and kill you.
Well, yeah, but not recently.
Not as often.
Not after so extent of us. Prison,
let them rot there.
We'd have to make sure they're prisoned. Have you ever imprisoned
for? Well, we have to make another thing.
We imprison them. And they die from the imprisonment.
I checked them on the
floor. Anyways,
yeah. Did he come back?
We have to be careful how we imprison them because, like you said, they have infinite
money. I would think if you put money, all of them off onto the surface, then they can't get each other back on.
That's another thing.
I don't know how.
What if we capture all of them, put them in one spot, and kill them all at once? Do we become like Super Blood Lotus Man? There's one Blood Lotus to rule them all.
No,
because then we start fighting with each other.
No, then it's just the six of us and we're all Blood Lotus.
No, you just
now.
Have one person kill all the Blood Lotus. At one moment.
I said he becomes Super Blood Lotus Man.
How would you even do that?
It's all in the room and with a, you know, wall moving trap thing with no exit.
And cloud kill.
No, Steven.
If you have no chance for reflexes.
Then they all die at the same point. But anyways, do you have any ideas?
I've been trying for years to kill these guys.
Without becoming one?
Yeah.
Get rid of them, I guess, is the more accurate term.
Say, don't you guys have, like, family that works with imprisonments and soul trappings?
No, that's usually the clergy that do it. To stop them.
Soul stones. We have to stick it in some guy's chest and he wrestles with it forever.
And until he becomes Diablo again.
Yeah, or, well, Tal Rasha is what I was thinking. Because Diablo put it in his forehead.
I wouldn't say that's all eternity. I mean, it wasn't that long.
He was supposed to, and then the Wanderer came and did stuff.
No, Tal Rasha. He released Tal Rasha, and Tal Rasha was corrupted by that point.
Yeah.
Anyways!
Like I said, did stuff.
Does Blood Eyes have anything to say?
I've already spoken with you guys about what I know. The only thing, they're the only thing in this town that's harder to kill than us.
Yeah.
Maybe, like I said earlier, we can make a lackey. I've lost
some really good guys to the Blood Lotus.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
He lost some really good guys to the Blood Lotus.
No, her.
Oh.
She was speaking and went like this and kept speaking. I was like,
well, what? I didn't know you guys would actually listen, because you usually don't.
And now she won't repeat herself.
That's what all girls.
She never repeats herself.
Well, I will, because I kind of like my plan, even though you probably both think it's stupid.
Anyway,
okay,
the point.
So what is it?
All girls' plans are stupid.
I say.
No, mine is just too brilliant for you to handle.
Make my mind go.
Exactly.
So we get a Blood Lotus to kill him, and then have a lackey of ours that is completely weak and controlled by us actually do the finishing blow, and then have him imprisoned with us or around us, and see what happens as the effects of becoming a Blood Lotus. Like, does he become fanatical at that second? Do we get a scene?
Sure. I'm sorry, but that sounds really mean to that one person.
I don't really feel like doing that.
Is there an E
means
on your character sheet?
Also, a lot of interactions, because the kind of power we're dealing with is probably not just of this plane. A lot of interactions from extraplanar activities normally aren't necessarily immediately visible, even though they are immediately affected.
Blood Eyes kind of goes, well, I think I might have an idea about a possible source. Whenever they leave, they always teleport, and no one ever shows up.
Oh, yes, like those robed mages that came for you.
Oh.
Those you mean they're from the Iron Citadel?
I'm just saying that, have you ever noticed that whenever they poof out, no one shows up and to ask where the hell they went? Where's their permit?
Maybe they're not even, in this area.
I asked you a question before, and you said it was all in copper.
Wait, well, someone said that anyway.
Well, Tana did her thing in
Silver.
Yeah, so, but he didn't teleport. He switched bodies.
It is quite possible they're government connected then.
Oh, great.
So how do we get to
the... We already hate those guys.
Well, I mean, the government isn't for the best for the people. Would it be surprised if they had a government assassination ring that they call themselves the Blood Lotus?
Well... Then there would be different factions of the government, because I know Blood Lotus has killed some senators before.
Well, the senators kill themselves all the time.
Infighting happens.
The other thing is, the government...
Why can't we just pull a coup and have a monarchy? Monarchies are so much simpler.
Yeah, at least those coups are pretty easy. You can kill one guy and someone else is in charge.
Unless there's several people.
Then it's not a monarchy.
It's not a monarchy then.
No, before it becomes a monarchy, then it's not just you have to kill several guys to have one left.
What he's saying is...
Monarchies are
simpler. Well, I'm saying... When there is a monarchy, you kill that one guy and then someone else is in charge.
Anyways, back to the point. We need to go to the Iron Citadel then.
No, we don't.
No.
No, we don't.
Don't really want to go there.
And we don't know what's the Iron Citadel, where they're at, though. But what the point he's trying to make is when they teleport, no one comes to get them. So unless they teleport in and finish the job entirely within, what is it? When did they show up? When you did something?
Almost immediately.
Next round. No, that round.
No, it was the next
round. I think
round.
It was
no,
four rounds.
I think
no,
it was
he rolled
that.
A 1 on a d6.
Pretty sure it was that round.
It was the next round they showed up. Because there was one turn, is what you got.
But yeah, unless they finish a job within 6 seconds and get out of the city, even then they might not find him.
So it means at least they have a permit, which means they're registered somewhere. Or they are government connected.
The Blood Lotus is downfall. Always paperwork.
Hey, it's taxes that got Al Capone.
Where would they keep the paperwork if there was any?
Well, that'd be my area. They'd probably keep it somewhere in Civic. We'd have to stage a pretty harsh break in trying to get into some of the major government secrets. Although, I'm just wondering how much it's going to cost to kill the Bloodlust and whether it's worth it.
And whether it's cost effective. As in, we might end up having to ignore it.
How many more good guys are you willing to lose?
Good guys.
I've only.
He said good. He said he lost a lot of good guys. I was using his own terminology.
I mean, I could throw a couple burglars at it, but burglary isn't my area. Well, we deal with government scandals and cover ups.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at infiltration.
Uh huh. I don't think you'd ever play anything this big.
But I don't know that I could infiltrate into the, you know, deep, dark government vault.
I wish the fucking Guildmaster was here.
I think the Guildmaster just sucks.
Amen. Whoever he is, I hope the Prince gets on his ass and ditches.
Hey, with all the stuff the Prince does, maybe the Prince just doesn't care anymore.
Eh.
Fuck, you signed a contract, get into them. Whatever. Bitching about it isn't going to help.
So, should we start planning this? Like, not anytime recently, because this sounds like something that's going to have to take years, maybe months to years to plan. If it's even worthwhile, as you said.
We could hire some adventurers, and I'm sure they'd figure out some way to deal with it.
I suppose as long as it doesn't come back to us.
Well, we could always try and find a group of adventurers.
Hey, we just found these great guys.
They're not adventurers.
Lake Castle.
They're part of their government organization.
Uh huh.
Well, we do.
Yeah,
pass
they're
over
just like us.
Yeah,
exactly. We're not adventurers.
We do pass over several different countries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'd find some. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could piece together the best
of each
nation.
We'll give you 500 gold after this job, each person, to go get this item for us.
I think if we piece together a good party, like a best from each nation.
I think the best thing to do is find a group party together.
Work better together if they know each other.
If you piece together everyone, they're not going to work together very well.
Look at our group!
In all honesty, they don't even speak the same language.
Ooga ooga!
Oh,
fireball! Heal!
That's true, I suppose. They would need to speak.
They would have to all have tongues for the duration together. Oh, what happens if they get dispelled?
That's why you get the permanency.
You teach them, right? Thieves can't.
Your tongue's permanent.
Your wife offered, remember? Your wife knows how to do it. It's just very expensive. I don't know.
It's time consuming.
This is frustrating. You know, we're trying to solve this problem now. I mean, it's only taken you guys years to try to figure out where we are now.
I assumed it wouldn't go easily.
Although, what's the... Even if we do figure out the government connected, what's the point?
What's our what benefit here? Would that give us?
I just pointed out an anomaly.
Well, I
mean, if they're government, that means that, you know, some bureaucrat's pulling their strings.
So, I suppose we could gag all the
Because let me put it this way. No one escapes bureaucracy.
So if we could kill the people in charge of them, they would eventually become...
Yeah, the only problem is killing senators quietly. And besides, we're thieves, not assassins.
So what you're saying is to stop the Assassin's Guild, we have to become assassins.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a thief. I cover up other people's scandals. And I get them small boys when they ask for them, but regardless.
I talk to people. And get people out of jail.
How much is it to buy a flying boat?
Why?
I'm curious. I mean, you just want to know.
What the hell does this have to do with this meeting?
Hey, someone's dying with wandering.
I've been playing for some background this whole time.
Are you planning
to
your Platinum District?
Oh, I have people in Platinum District.
It's not like you can add details for them. It's like,
oh, the other Platinum List.
Hey, Blood Eyes Coup, have you guys ever bought new flying boats? How much did those cost you?
I have people buy those for me.
Andre helps figure it out. Unless Andre knows off the top of his head how much they are.
Probably off the top of my head.
Because normal boats are like 10,000.
Why don't we just ditch this city?
Because we're here.
I'm joking.
I don't care if you ditch this city. I've never had a plot where it is one line, as proven by tonight. I give you A, B, you guys skip C, and then go straight to D. With a little bit of E.
It happens.
I have never tried to railroad you guys. Well, when I was younger. I try not to railroad you guys into doing anything. As proven by the Kirkwood assassination.
That was
fun. If only you guys would have been nice little automatons, learned a bit of character, learned a bit of history, and then done how it was supposed to be.
No!
You have to go...
We have to go and change history the way we wanted it to be.
Hey, at least you haven't thrown any terrorists on our way to keep us on track.
You guys open the door to the Senate building, and you find a terrorist as the secretary.
Sorry, small keyboard!
So hungry!
Hey, look, new snacks came in. Thanks for delivery.
I'm glad I was in the back of the group and got the chance to run.
A slight chance to run.
Oh, look, one of them's rolling away. Yoink.
Dodge! Dodge!
Good luck.
Invisibility.
So, well, it doesn't sound like you guys will be able to deal with the orphanage or the assassination, because if they're tied...
Yeah.
So, I guess we go back to our normal lives then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And try to stop them on a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of where you guys ended up?
I'm sure annoying them in the way of ignoring them.
Pay attention! I love Arkham Asylum. Obsessive needing of attention. Hey, you want to figure out my riddles? No. You're a moron.
You don't.
Yeah. Ah, you found one of my clues! You're so inferior! I walked over accidentally, moron.
You walked over accidentally, and he told you, like, oh, look, you found a clue of mine! You want to find my riddle?
No.
I actually thought this grate led to the other room. Sorry.
Hold on a second.
You are so not my problem, Riddler.
Everybody will go to see your riddle. No, I'm not gonna pick up the trophy. But.
What are you guys talking about?
Have you ever played Batman Arkham Asylum?
I don't like Batman.
Okay, well, it's...
You need to go to hell.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
No, don't. She doesn't like anything good. Just leave it at that.
Or you guys don't like anything good. It's either way.
Oh, so you don't like anything.
All right, everyone on the internet, we now need a vote.
We'll have a poll posted.
We're polling the internet. Is Batman good or bad? Well, not the alignment poll. That one's bad. Do you like him or don't you?
So you don't like Zombie.
There are two choices. Yes and yes.
If you try to select the wrong one, you die.
Anywho.
So yeah.
So you guys will retreat back to your areas?
They kind of agree with our sentiment there, I assume.
That's how they... When they try and kill you, stop them. Don't kill them, just stop them.
Run away and hide. Gotcha.
No! Okay.
have your kitten do the final point of damage.
Bloodlotus kitten!
Then you take it, put it in a kitty cage for the rest of its life.
And then it teleports out.
Yeah. The kitty with teleportation powers! It would be the perfect sneak attack.
Meow, meow. It wastes every 3 rounds.
Meow, meow, meow.
1 + 8d6 in sneak attack.
And that's your DC.
No, the DC is 10 plus your assassin level plus your intelligence bonus.
Yep. Well, we all know cats are evil masterminds, so.
Yep. Okay, so let's go back to business, yes?
Yes.
Okay, and I figure that's probably a fairly safe point to call it this week.
Okay. Sure.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain is they're gonna either have enough room to live or enough room to die. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.